Welcome back, fellow code wizards and AI enthusiasts, to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the sea of zeros and ones to bring you the latest and greatest in technology. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of code.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow explorer in this digital jungle. Today, we're embarking on an adventure into the world of DeepSeek V3 coding. Think of it as Indiana Jones, but instead of ancient artifacts, we're uncovering the secrets of AI coding capabilities.
Absolutely, Jamie. DeepSeek V3 is like the holy grail of coding models right now. With its 671 billion parameter mixture of experts model, it's optimized for coding and reasoning tasks like a pro, outperforming competitors in many benchmarks.
Hold up, Alex. 671 billion parameters? That sounds like a lot, but for us mere mortals, what does that actually mean?
Great question, Jamie. Imagine you're at a gigantic library, and each book is a piece of data or knowledge. Now, most of us would only be able to carry a few books at a time, right? But DeepSeek V3 can carry, metaphorically, 671 billion books in one trip. And not just carry them, it actually understands and uses them effectively.
That's one strong librarian. But what's this mixture of experts thing? Sounds like a supergroup like the Avengers.
Exactly. Instead of activating all its heroes or parameters for every task, DeepSeek V3 uses a routing mechanism to select the most relevant experts for the job. This means it's not only powerful, but also efficient, reducing latency and cost.
Ah, saving the world on a budget. I like it. Now, speaking of cost, I heard it's cheaper than its predecessors and competitors.
Spot on. It's dramatically cheaper, actually. DeepSeek V3 starts at 14s per 1 Mangum input tokens and 28 per 1 Mangum output tokens. To put it in perspective, that's about 35% cheaper than some of its high-profile competitors.
Wow, doing more for less. But how do developers actually get started with DeepSeek V3? Is it like summoning a genie? Just rub a lamp and it appears?
Not quite, but almost as magical. Developers can integrate DeepSeek's API into their projects using Python or Node.js. It's compatible with OpenAI's API, so if you've worked with that before, you're halfway there. You install the SDK, set your API key, and you're good to go.
So no lamp rubbing required. Got it. But what about when things go sideways? I mean, even the best technologies have their oops moments.
True. Troubleshooting is part of the game. Common pitfalls include using the wrong model for your task or ignoring caching, which can lead to higher costs. The key is to monitor, log responsibly, and always validate your code outputs.
Sounds like some solid advice. Keep your eyes open and always double-check your work.
Absolutely. And speaking of work, DeepSeek V3 has been making waves in real-world applications. From automating code writing and debugging to integrating with CI/CD workflows, it's proving to be a game-changer for developers and companies alike.
That's incredible. It's like having a super smart colleague who never gets tired or asks for coffee breaks.
Exactly, Jamie. And the best part is, it's just getting started. There are rumors of a DeepSeek V4 on the horizon, potentially with even more firepower.
More firepower? I can't even imagine. But folks, that's all the time we have for today. Alex, any parting words for our listeners?
Just that the future of coding looks bright with AI like DeepSeek V3. And who knows? Maybe one day we'll be coding with our minds. But until then, keep experimenting, keep learning, and keep tuning into Nerd Level Tech AI Cast.
Thanks for diving into the world of DeepSeek V3 with us. Don't forget to subscribe for more tech adventures. Until next time, keep your curiosity alive and your code clean. Outro music fades in.
Bye, everyone.
Catch you on the digital flip side.